Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with City Manager Ron Feer and Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. Just about 9 minutes left, 75-537-1350 if you want to get in any last-minute questions. And before we talk more about Aggieville, Ron, you wanted to mention the work session for next Tuesday. Give us a little heads up there.
Sure. We got a couple items scheduled for the work session next Tuesday. The first one would be to review the design to date of the South Neighborhood Recreation Center down at the Douglas Center. So a new indoor recreation facility that's planned there. We have community development block funds that have been obligated for that particular project. And so Bruce McMillan and his team have been working on that and have proceeded with the designs for that, and want to review that particular design with the City Commission as that project moves forward and ultimately to probably a spring bidding for that particular project. And then the second one is an update on the long-range plans and facility improvements at both the water and wastewater treatment plants. And so an update from that consultant that's working on those, just make sure that our primary water and wastewater infrastructure systems are capable of meeting the future needs of the region for a long time to come.
All right. Thanks for that heads up. And going back to Aggieville, that discussion tonight during tonight's City Commission meeting in City Hall will be very Aggieville focused with a lot of potential infrastructure changes, talking about parking. Mayor, when you think about Aggieville and you look at Aggieville and these plans, you know, 5-10 years from now, where do you see Aggieville? To me, from what I've seen with some of the renditions and a lot of the plans and what you hear about, it seems to me that 5 to 10 years from now, Aggieville could have a very different look to it.
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about right now, are what are the guidelines for the future? What are we going to? So the determination is that Aggieville will stay within the boundaries that we currently have. It won't expand. Those are major things. Even this study is called infrastructure. However, it does have a focus on a big focus on parking. But it also talks about the water and sewer and stormwater needs upstream and downstream from Aggieville, so that it will continue to be a viable, along North Manhattan Avenue to the east for the first two blocks and maybe further. The city has designated that area as high density. We're eventually going to see some pretty tall apartment buildings along there.
We already are, kind
well,
of.
Well, we are, yeah. They've been sprinkled around, yeah. But this is along North Manhattan is more dense. So those folks who live there ultimately, and the new apartment dwellers as well, need some kind of services. And is Aggieville that point? So do we need a modest-sized drugstore there? Do we need a modest-sized grocery store there? I don't think anybody wants to see it on Bluemont, but maybe in some of the more less visible points. So you have to think long-term, like you were suggesting, and not just limit it to what we see there today and what we, in our today thinking. I appreciated Dave talking about the passenger pickup points, because I think that we have a spot or two where it says no parking, and I see people kind of pull in and get, pick up people, but it's not labeled that, and we've not wanted probably to dedicate a parking place to, because parking has been so tight. So parking is tight in Aggieville, and if we're going to expect that area to grow commercially with new businesses and those kinds of services that matter. And we want to keep Aggieville a vibrant commercial area in our community. So we have downtown and we have Aggieville and West, then those businesses concentrated in the West. But Aggieville is a special place to a lot of people. The students that come to K-State, return and they want to relive their college days by going to Aggieville. So we want to keep Aggieville as intact and keep the character of that as best we can.
Guilty as charged on occasion when it comes to trying to relive the Aggieville glory days from time to time. And I think another thing about Aggieville, we just got to about 3 minutes before we wrap up here, is that you're talking about the amenities and a lot of those sort of things, mm-hmm. and Aggieville kind of expanding upward, just because there isn't a lot of flat space around that area. But aesthetically, too, I've seen a lot of renditions where you want to make it a kind of a greener-looking Aggieville with more grass and trees and those sort of things.
And that's one of the next phases of after the infrastructure plan is to look at the streetscape components, to look at the environmental aspects of it. You know, the Greater Manhattan Project that the chamber is orchestrating is one where, you know, what do we want Aggieville to be? We've visited some other communities, Fayetteville as an example, at the University of Arkansas, and the area next to the university where it's a very vibrant component where, you know, the university just spills over there, not into an entertainment zone, that's there too, but also in a very much a business zone. So more entrepreneurial type space, more places for maybe internships for businesses that want to do business with K-State to set up, that are recruiting students, and just places for students to be innovative. And so those kind of spaces within Aggieville, and as well as the mixed use to make it much more of an office, commercial, vibrant area, as well as an entertainment district, I think are all things that we think are important for the future of Aggieville.
I think one of the plans I may have seen, and there's been several different plans, the real decisions are going to come soon. It's like, which one do we pick? Because there seems like there are a lot of options and a lot of ideas floating out there. But one of the ideas, and it might have come from the Chambers project, if my memory serves, but really kind of making increasing walking on Morrow Street, and maybe even not even allowing driving through Morrow Street. Is that am I correct on that?
Yeah, there was the part of the vision study looked at creating more pedestrian space. Right now, it's pretty difficult to have outdoor dining there because there's not enough space, sidewalk space, to make that occur. So those kind of atmosphere components are improvements are part of the mix as well.
There's also been some discussion, and I know this is a concern down in Wichita, and they're talking about in the state about creating areas for open areas for consumption of alcohol. And I know Wichita is keenly interested in this because they're hosting an NCAA tournament coming up. But your position on or the city's thoughts on that?
So I think it's something that certainly can be looked at. Most of the places that's occurring are private spaces, or if there are public spaces, some way to make that a private space, just because it becomes more challenging when you think of downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Most of that space is private space where those activity nodes are taking place. But certainly those are components that we can explore.
Jam-packed in focus today. Jam-packed commission meeting tonight.
Epic.
Epic stuff tonight. Thanks so much, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morris. Thanks so much for coming on. If you missed any of it, it's on demand on our website, newsradiokman.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, Brady, thank you much. And we're moving up on 10 a.m. at News Radio KMAN tomorrow. USD 383 folks will be here. We'll get a preview of tomorrow night's Manhattan Ogden School Board meeting. It's 10 a.m. at KMAN. Good morning.